G'day. G'day, average men, average women. Welcome to the episode number 168 of the Average Man podcast. Where do we go? The aptly named Where Do We Go? So this week, I don't really have an agenda. I don't really have any notes or anything written down. I'm just going to freestyle and chat to you guys for a little while. I missed last week. Again, it's been pretty typical over the last couple of months. One a fortnight kind of thing is what I've kind of been nailing, and I'm trying my best to keep these up. But there's just been so much going on, man. And the name of this episode is "Where Do We Go?" And as I said, it's very aptly named because I'm out of here in a few weeks' time, man. For anybody who listens to the podcast sort of fairly regularly, you would have noticed that I spoke about this a couple of months back and then stopped talking about it altogether. And there's a reason for that. It was something that I could not speak about from my end. I was, you know, the cat was out of the bag. I'd spoke to my work about it, but there was things in play that meant I couldn't continue to talk about it anymore. So, So I deleted any sections of podcasts and any podcasts where I spoke about leaving specifically and just left it alone until now. But really, we're at that point now where the cat is out of the bag and we're a few weeks away from it. I'm actually 4 weeks away from leaving Port Hedland for good to head off around the country with my family in the caravan. First stop is Perth for Christmas, and we'll spend about 6 weeks down there, and then we're really off on into the great unknown after that. So there's a lot of emotions. There's a lot of emotions going on around that. The wife is currently away at the moment. She's down in Perth, so you know, for medical reasons. So myself and the kids are up here on our own, and there's a lot going on, man. Obviously trying to pack up a house, which isn't really happening at the moment, trying to wrap up a life, wrapping up things at work, you know, looking after the kids, doing everything right now at the moment. So I've just been kind of, it was a little bit too much last week. I was a bit overwhelmed to make time, not so much time to do the podcast, but to have the mental capacity to do it, because to come on and do a podcast for you guys, for myself and for you guys, isn't just as easy as putting aside an hour of my day to come and talk. Like, I've got to be mentally in the right place, you know. No one wants to hear a podcast with a dude has nothing to say or where somebody has no energy, you know. So That's been the challenge, particularly over these last few months and this year in general, you know, like having the energy to do these podcasts, the right kind of energy that where I've actually feel like I've got something to offer. My bloody stand is shitting itself for my microphone. That's no good. It should sit there if I leave it, but don't touch it. So, man, yeah. But we're at the real pointy end of the stick here now, and I am out of here on the 16th of December. It's the 19th of November now, so just under a month away, and I'm gone, skis, for good. And this really isn't like any move we've ever done before where you just throw a few things out, pack a few things up, the removalist comes. If you're having a removalist, we typically have had most of the time. They pack all your shit, they shift it from one spot to another, and you go meet your stuff there and unpack it in a new house and start your new life. This is a bit different. This is getting rid of everything. We're sending back, you know, a few boxes with some keepsakes and important documents and photos and, you know, pictures and things like that we want to keep. And then we've got to try and get rid of 95% of the things we own, 90% of the things we own. Our bed, our TV cabinet, our sets of drawers, our bookcases and tables and all the shit that I've got outside around the yard. And like, I'm taking a select group of battery and hand tools with me, and then I've got to get rid of the rest of it, you know. And I'm 40 years old, man. So I've got like a lifetime worth of things that we've accumulated. You guys know what it like. Know what it's like. You accumulate quite a few things throughout a lifetime. So we need to get rid of most of that shit. I'm not storing it. We're not getting a storage unit down in Perth or anything. We're going to put a few things at our parents' houses, and everything else has to fit into the car and the caravan with weight limits taken into account, so we can drive around the fucking country, man, with no goal, no specific goal as to what we're going to do when we finish this journey. You know, we don't know how long the journey is going to go for. We don't know where we're going to be when we finish up. We don't know any of those things. So, man, it's really like it's all up in the air. It's all up in the air. It's crunch time. We are at the pointy end of the stick here, and there's a lot of things going around inside my head, man. It's been a difficult year. It's been the last 5 years have been progressively more difficult. Personal things going on, family life, and work's become more and more intense. And, you know, my wife has really not enjoyed where she was working for a long period of time now, and we had housing through her work, so she felt kind of justifiably felt trapped in the job because of the house. And there's just been a lot of pressure, man. So this really is a new chapter in life and a fresh start in so many different ways. You know, it isn't just we're going to travel for a year and come back to town and take on our jobs again. We're not putting off our life for a year. This isn't we're leaving town and coming back to Port Hedland and going to, you know, figure it out from there. This isn't we're leaving town. We've got a house somewhere, you know, down Perth or over east that we're going to move into when we finish traveling. Like, we've got, when we leave here, we will have a few boxes of shit stored at our parents' house. We will have the car and the caravan and the things that are in those, and that will be our life. And where we go from here is anybody's guess. So that is both simultaneously terrifying and really exciting. And I bounce between both emotions, you know, throughout the day. You know, I've got kids. I've got two young kids. So we have a responsibility to them to provide a stable life, good education, you know, safety and stability. And at the same time, we really are, you know, I would say the word lost, but I don't feel lost because I know what I want to do and where I want to be and how I want to approach the next decade of my life. But it's not the kind of, so I've got a plan, but it's not the kind of plan where it's like I work this job and I save this amount of money and invest in these things, and in 5 years' time, 10 years' time, this is the goal and these are the steps to get there. It's like I'm burning everything down and chasing a fucking dream. You know, what's the dream? The dream is to live a life of passion and live a life of following what I want to do in my heart. Live a life where I find balance between making money and working and being with and supporting my family and being emotionally available for my family and not being burnt out from work, but finding something to throw myself into. One of those things will be this podcast. I have big hopes and dreams for this podcast. I believe in my heart, in my soul, that when I'm free of the shackles that I've allowed to be put on me through circumstance and through work and through debt and through responsibility over the last few years, when I'm free of that, I believe that the podcast will grow exponentially. I believe that when we're traveling the country, just the four of us, five of us, the dog's coming, and the problems that I face day to day are just my problems, our problems, my family's problems. That's the only problems we will be faced with day to day, instead of dealing with problems from all angles, other people's problems, a company's problems, other people I work with's problems, you know, all these different problems that aren't really our problems, but it's my responsibility to deal with, and my wife's in the same situation as well. I believe that when we're free of those, I'll have the energy and the mental capacity and the motivation and the drive to really push what I want to do in life. I still want to be a carpenter. I should have my builder's ticket sorted over the next couple of weeks. I've been quiet on that. I've been back and forth with the board for registration, for builder's registration over the last month or something, but we're in the final negotiations of me getting my ticket, so I should have my ticket sorted. We've got enough money to travel and live for a while, an undisclosed period of time. I'm looking to work on the way around, looking to rest, heal as a individual and as a family, and just really looking forward to chasing my dreams and my wife to find what she wants to do in life again, and to be rejuvenated and re-energized and, you know, recalibrated, reloaded and ready to go again. She's not quite sure what that looks like and what that means for her right now. So there's a big bit of soul searching and direction searching to go for her. I know what it looks like and what it means for me. So now it's for me to throw myself into the unknown and figure out something that there's no real blueprint for, you know. I'm not going to go into the nitty-gritty of what I want to do as far as work. I have my plans, I have my dreams, I have my goals. You know, you guys follow along, you'll see those come into fruition. At least you'll see me attempt to bring those into fruition over the next, you know, 12 to 18 months. But one of those things is the podcast, is growing this damn thing and making it something that people, a larger group of people, consume and listen to and enjoy, and continuing to have a voice and continuing to explore topics that I think are important to average men and average women, people who typically don't get a say in society, even though we've all got the social media medium. It's used quite often by the already powerful people, by corporations and businesses, people who already have followings, people who aren't like you and me. Or it's just used for shallow ends, fucking TikTok dances and fucking 30-second reels and, you know, meme pages and shit, which, are, you know, I follow those meme pages. I enjoy a good reel as much as the next bloke, but I don't know how much they're changing the narrative or empowering people or giving a voice to a certain group of people. So I certainly want to be a guy that does that. A guy that does that, a guy that can help bridge the gap between the busy working class man who sees what's going on in the world and maybe doesn't understand it all, doesn't have time to investigate it all, has no recourse against the way things are going, and then having my finger on the pulse and being the person that is interested in all those other things and being able to bridge the gap for the average working class, you know, family, to probably specifically men who probably listen to me more than women, but anybody that wants to listen, man, I do feel like I can help be a bridge there and entertain. I want to help entertain. You know, I want this to be fun and funny, and I want it to get people thinking and give people a chance to go, you know, I haven't had a chance to really dive deep into that topic or that issue or that, you know, thing that's going on, but they can listen to this and go, yeah, man, I feel what you're saying, or at least spark them to then think about it, to go, hang on, let me look into that myself, and then gain their own opinion and maybe become kind of a little bit more active on some of these social, you know, situations and dilemmas that we as a world are facing day to day, week to week, in an ever-changing world. It's a crazy world, man, where normal blokes like you and me, normal, you know, families, people like you and me, normal Australians, the world is changing fast, and we typically get told how to react and how to fall in line and what we're going to do as a response. Instead of really getting the time to go, hang on a second, this is where us, this is who we are, this is how we see the world, even in its changing form, and how we want to react towards it. And you guys need to create a space for us to exist rather than us just, you know, change. Yes, absolutely, change is happening, change is coming, change is good, progress, it's all good. But at the same time, you need to draw lines in the sand and say, hang on, whoa, this is our point of view here. This is our stance here. This is how we feel about this. And you can fucking adjust some things around us. Because we, you guys listening, we're the fucking backbone of this joint. We're the backbone of this fucking country and this economy and this culture, you know? Aboriginal and white Australians alike, young families fucking doing their best, young, not just families, young people, young Australians, whether you were born here or not, don't give a fuck. Young people, you know what I mean, young, just people who are engaged and involved in this community, in this life, in this ever-changing culture, we are the backbone of this fucking joint, man. We drive culture. We drive change. We drive the dollar. We are the ones that need to be considered and consulted and respected and not fucking trodden on and pushed around and told what we're going to do, told what we're going to think, told how we're going to act, told what we're going to put in our bodies. Fuck that. We are the people that need to take control of our own future, our own destiny. It's very hard to do that without a voice, and I don't think that I'm the fucking guy to change the fucking world. Don't get me wrong, but I'd love to be a part of it. I'd love to help a few people have a say. I'd love to help a few people understand what's going on. I'd love to spark a few conversations and a few thoughts and a few little fires inside a few people, you know, whether it's 100 or 1,000 or 10,000, whatever. I'd love to be able to be a part of that on the right side of history, not just getting pushed around fucking to and fro in the washing machine of life, but actually drawing some lines in the sand and actually making some points and giving some people some scaffolding to cling to and build their lives around. I'd love to be a part of that, man. So that's kind of what I envision for this podcast and what I envision my role over the next decade of my life to be. And then I have some other things I want to do as far as carpentry and, you know, renovating houses and working for myself again, being my own boss. I really don't envision myself, you know, long-term ever working for someone again. Like, I will work for someone for a paycheck to make ends meet for a period of time. But the end goal is always going to be to get my own thing going again, get financial freedom, get balance in my life between work, play, family, and carve myself out a little section of this world where I can be my own person and make my own rules to an extent and hopefully set an example for other people, most importantly my kids and my wife. That is really what I want to do in life over the next 10 years. And if I throw everything I've got at that and I mean, I'm making a big start by quitting my job and selling all my shit and driving around the fucking country to try and figure this thing out and spark some life into the whole campaign. You know, I'm willing to put my fucking balls on the line. If I do that, I give it everything and I give it a good crack over the next 10 years and nothing happens, well, hey, man, at least I fucking tried. At least I followed through on a dream, on a goal, on a vision. At least I put my fucking balls on the table and said, this is what I want to fucking do. Laugh at me if you want. Ridicule me if you want. Dismiss me if you want. But I'm having a fucking crack. And if it doesn't work out, well, then I'll come up with another fucking plan and make it work. You fucking better believe that. So, yeah, no shame in trying, man. No shame in trying. The only real failure is never having tried at all. This fucking microphone stand, man. I shouldn't have touched it. Damn. All right. I changed microphone stands. That one was, the thread was fucked on it. So going back to what I was sort of going on about before I started ranting was that I don't feel lost. I know where I want to be. I know where I'm supposed to be. I know what I want to be doing. But for a period of time now, quite a while, I've known that it's not here and I wasn't ready to go yet financially and you know, the pieces of the puzzle weren't together yet. So I had to ride that out and ride that out while still trying to do a good job, man. Like, very important to me to be good at my job, to have the respect of my peers at work, you know, and to do the right thing by the guys, you know, my bosses, the guys that gave me a chance and gave me a job and have put, you know, invested so much time and shit into me. So very important for me to keep doing the right thing at work while not well, not wanting to be there, really. That's hard to do, man. That takes a lot of energy to do something well that you don't want to be doing anymore. Fuck, that takes a lot of energy, man. Grinding, you know, grinding. So I've been there for a while, man, and it's just right around the corner. Just so close to getting out of here, man. You don't want to fuck anything up. You don't want to take your foot off the gas. You don't want to fucking take your eyes off the road. You want to get through and make sure you finish strong without any disasters. And now with the missus away as well, it's a lot, man. Mentally, it's a lot. So it's been hard to keep the consistency up with the podcast. I am excited. I'm really excited about the future. It's so close. I can touch it. I can smell it, but I'm not there yet. I've got so much to get done. I've got to pack the whole fucking house up, get rid of shit, sell shit, throw shit out, clean shit up, get, you know, send shit down to Perth, get the van packed. Fucking, like, there's so much to fucking do that I can't do just yet. So it's a very, very, very odd place to be in, a place I've never been before in my life. I'm trying to enjoy, it's a place I've never been before in my life, so I'm trying to enjoy the experience of it. That's what people tell you to do. That's what people who I respect and who are successful and who have navigated their way through life in a way that I find very admirable, that's the thing that they tell you to do. You know, you hear it all the time and it sounds like wanky bullshit if you hear it at just face value or the wrong people saying it, but, like, you know, enjoy the journey and try and be grateful. Two things I'm struggling with. But again, the people I hear saying that and breaking it down and not just saying it as like a wanky thing to say, because I've heard other people saying it, they're regurgitating it, but like to mean it and to tell you how to do that and why that is effective, it's something that I'm really trying to do and I'm really struggling with. So I'm hoping there are two things I can learn to do over the next 6 to 12 months. I'm hoping I get some sort of benefit from in my life, and I hope there's a moment where it clicks. Like, I get it. I mean, enjoy the journey. I get it. I'm doing it. Be grateful. You know, like, really be grateful. I get it. I'm doing it. It means making my life better. I'm hoping I get to that point. But I would be lying out my ass if I told you I was there now. So. Man, so crazy time in my life, man. and it did kind of hurt me not being able to talk about it on here anymore. I've had to pull back on that and just kind of, you know, because it's all about bearing my fucking soul here. That's what I do on this podcast. I open up the way I don't normally to people in real life, especially, you know, when it's, you know, work related or just not even if it's work related, but I'm always fucking on. I'm always in work mode and I'm so ready to shed that. So ready to open up my, you know, who I am, open up my heart to people again so people can actually see me and connect with me, and rather than me have this fucking shield up, this wall up, keeping people at arm's length, because I've got real good at doing that. Friendly, jovial, chat to people, but whoa, I'm going to keep you at arm's length. I can't let you get too close. I'm so tired of that, man. I want to let people in. You know, I want to have, I've still got a handful of really good friendships who I'm able to open up to, but I keep so many people at arm's length, man. So I've got to learn how to break those fucking walls down on my own, because I'm a pretty strong person, so it's hard for other people to break my walls down for me, you know what I mean? Occasionally you meet someone that can do it, but they're few and far between, so that's something I need to work on as well in the very near future. Yeah, man. Pretty heavy. It's weird, I'm a real big Christmas guy. I love Christmas. About this time every year, I'm like, we're watching Christmas movies already, and I'm starting to, you know, late November, I'd get the carols going, and we're thinking about Christmas and where we're going to be and what we're going to do and getting the kids excited. I can't even engage, man. I'm not even thinking about Christmas. I'm gonna have to make sure I kick that into gear, because I want my kids to. I love the magic of Christmas. For kids, it's priceless, man. You know. Some of my best memories from through childhood are just Christmas, the build-up, the day, the family. It's like a little holiday from the reality of your life sometimes as well, you know, the grind or whatever. So, but it's just funny, I'm not even in that zone this year. There's so many other things going on. And sometimes you just think, oh, I'm just not motivated anymore. Oh, I'm just not fun anymore. Oh, I'm just don't get excited by things anymore. But I really think that, and I really hope that when I can step out of where I am now and start moving forward next year in a new life on a new path, I really hope that, you know, that passion comes back into my life. I do not want to live life on a flat line, you know, not at all, man. I want the ups and I want the fucking downs and I want to feel it. I really do. So here's to hoping 2024 is a year that, you know, I can really get that back. And then I hope for hopefully that shows in the podcast, you know what I mean? Look, I've got a few other little things I had written down here, some little funny random things I had just taken as notes over the course of the last couple of weeks, but I'm not going to go into that this week. It would feel forced. I just wanted to touch in. I just wanted to put that message out there that, hey, we're done. We're getting out of here. It's happening. It's happening soon. I will try and be as consistent as I can up until that point in time, and you fucking better believe I'm going to hit the ground running, you know. 2024 is going to be our year. It's going to be a big year for the podcast. I'm hoping you guys are down for the journey. I'm hoping that the followers and the listeners just grows exponentially, that I give you guys something to talk about, something to think about, something you have to go and tell your friends about so they fucking start listening and following, and that pattern, you know, just builds and just expands. I've done the fucking work, man. I've put the groundwork in. I know how to do a podcast. I know how to talk to people. I know how to engage people. I need to start getting guests back on here, start opening myself up, start becoming consistent. You know, I'm looking to do 2 a year next year. That's the goal. When we're traveling, should be no reason why I can't do 2 a week. Looking to do 2 a week next year while we're traveling. That should be achievable. Both having enough content to talk about and making the time to do it. So that is the goal next year. We are out of here soon. Big life changes, man. Fucking packing it all up, selling it all, fucking jumping in a caravan with the family, driving around, homeschooling the kids, living from fucking week to week. Who knows? We'll go wherever the fucking wind takes us, like young, free 20-year-olds, you know what I mean? But we're not. We're a full-blown family. So that's how we're going to live our life next year. For an unforeseen period of time. Man, keep me in your prayers. Keep us in your prayers. God, you know, God willing, this works out for us, man. And I don't have much else to say, man. I just wanted to come on here, open up to you guys, let you know, the lowdown. I do feel like, oh, the people that listen to this podcast, you know, especially the sort of, you know, the diehards, the guys that have listened to this for a period of time and listened, you know, every single episode I put out. I know who you guys are. You know, there's more of you than I know, but I know the core guys who listen to them all, guys and girls. And I know by the numbers that it's a pretty consistent group of people that listen to them all. So, man, I just like, so that's something I can find something to be grateful for. I'm so grateful for you guys that give me your time every week or every time I put a podcast out to listen to this, give me some feedback. I love the feedback. Even if it's not positive, you guys think I did something wrong or there's something I can be doing better, or you think there's something I've missed or something I used to do that you like that I don't do anymore, I'm all for it, man. Feedback. You guys a part of the community. I want a community built around this podcast. I want you guys to be able to talk to me on my Instagram posts and Facebook posts and talk to each other and like, I really, really want this to be a community, man. And you know, I just want to be the platform for that to grow and to start, man. So I feel I owed it to come on here to you guys now that I can talk about it and open up and tell you what the plan is and, you know, as much as I can about why I wasn't able to speak about it in the past, why I haven't been consistent lately. You know, this is the hardest period of my life ever that I've ever been through. For the first time in my life, I haven't been satisfied or happy with my life. Like, I'm a happy guy, as in, you know, I can catch you during the week and have a joke and a laugh, and I can see, and I can find happiness and fun and throughout the week and throughout the day. I'm not like depressed or anything, but I'm certainly not content. I'm not happy with where my life is. It's been like that for a while. It's the first time in my life I've been like that. And that's been kind of grinding me down, man. I'm a guy that likes to take action and make changes when things aren't going right. But sometimes when they're big changes, it takes a lot of planning and takes a while to pull that off. So we've been in that planning stage. And all sorts of things have been complicated in the background during that time period that I'll never be able to speak to anyone fully about. That's life. But there's been so much going on, man. And it's been weighing on me. And I always talk on this podcast about how I'm a pretty strong-minded person, and I am, and it will never break me. But my God, I've been ground down over the last 2 years. I've been ground down, right down, the lowest I've ever been in the last 6 months, 8 months, in the fucking, probably the whole last year, really. Man, in the fucking gutter. So I've managed to keep a lot of things, positive things going. I spoke about that, I think, last time out, about when things are in the gutter, you just need to keep doing, like, keep the priorities up, make sure you do the important things. Don't create more problems that you have to deal with at the tail end of the current problems you're dealing with. So I think I've done a fairly good job of doing that. And it's just upwards and onwards next year, man. So I appreciate you guys listening. Appreciate the feedback. That's all I've probably got to say this week, man. I'm going to go out with a couple of songs. That's become a bit of a trend over the last few podcasts, and I'm enjoying that. And I'm hoping that I'm sparking you guys to listen to some new music that you hadn't heard previously. So I'm going to go out with a couple of songs. This is a rapper. I think he's a Canadian dude, black guy. Name's Dax. And a friend of mine, Kane, Kano, put me onto this guy, but I never really got into him. And then my wife put me onto a couple of his songs a few weeks back. Both of them really touched me. And I'm going to play them both to you now. Real heartfelt, authentic rapper, and also mad skills. These are slower songs, but he's got some really good hardcore hip-hop songs as well. I'm going to play two songs to you. The first one's called Dear Alcohol. It's about using alcohol to cope with your problems, and it's fucking just so good. The lyrics are great, and I'm sure a lot of people have been through this and dealt with this. And then the next one is called To Be a Man, which is just about being a man and the problems that we face being a man and in trying to do all the things that a good man's supposed to do in life. Dax, D-A-X. Let's just get into it. Here we go. Dear Alcohol.
Cause I didn't wanna deal with myself tonight. My thoughts get drowned until I feel alright. I keep drinking till I'm someone I don't recognize. I got wasted. I got wasted cause I didn't wanna deal with myself tonight. My thoughts get drowned until I feel alright. I keep drinking till I'm someone I don't recognize. I got wasted. Repeat the cycle every day, I gotta start with a drink. My life been getting sorta crazy and I don't wanna think. I look myself right in the mirror and I don't even blink. Then I get angry, take the rest and pour it right in the sink. I know where this road goes, alcohol ain't my friend. But I keep drinking cause these demons roam and follow me around everywhere I go. It clouds my mind and soul, it turns my heart cold. But I keep drinking cause
makes me feel like I'm not alone. I'm having problems, my problem, let me reach out. Looking at this bottle, having nothing but doubt. Don't wanna drink, but it keeps coming around and around and around. I got wasted, cause I didn't wanna deal with myself tonight. My thoughts get drowned until I feel alright. I keep drinking till I'm someone I don't recognize. I got wasted. I got wasted cause I didn't wanna deal with myself tonight. My thoughts get drowned until I feel alright. I keep drinking till I'm someone I don't recognize. I got wasted. I know I need to quit. I gotta do better. Example to these kids, cause they watch you when I'm there. But I'm scared, cause I've been chasing the man that I am. When I start to drink, he's cocky, confident, and he don't give a damn what you think. This world is beating me down and it's pushed me right to the brink. I take a shot every time because man, it helped me escape. I'm taking care of these people, but no one takes care of me. I wanna talk to somebody, but I feel no one relates. I need better now. I think I've lost my way. I'm having battles with faith. Painted right on my face. I hope better times are coming. No chase, but I'm still running. I gotta take control, and I won't stop for nothing. Dear God, this is my test. Promise that I do my best. Just help me with this pain. I feel in pressure that is on my chest. I got wasted cause I didn't wanna deal with myself tonight. My thoughts get drowned until I feel alright. I keep drinking till I'm someone I don't recognize. I got wasted. I got wasted cause I didn't wanna deal with myself tonight. My thoughts get drowned until I feel alright. I keep drinking till I'm someone I don't recognize. I got wasted. I can't hide myself. I don't expect you to understand. I just hope I can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely road, and they don't care about what you know. It's not about how you feel, but what you provide inside that home.
Being a man is what you make it. You can't always live up to expectations. You try to please everybody while you struggle, so you fake it and end up out of balance, compromising situations. As a good man, do what he should, man. Give everything he has and do everything he could, man. You might find yourself feeling all alone inside a house you built that you don't recognize as home. And that's what my daddy told me, and I'll tell my son the same. Now that I'm older, I relate, and I actually feel his pain. He never cried, he might have lied, but he did not complain. And he said, son, one day you'll have to do the same. I get emotional when I stop and think, and I look around beyond the county lines of my small town. I think about all the men out there who feel like I do now, who are screaming on the inside but won't ever make a sound.
I can't hide myself. I don't expect you to understand. I just hope I can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely road, and they don't care about what you know. It's not about how you feel, but what you provide inside that home. Don't give up, keep fighting. As a man, our sun is our horizon, and our father's actions play a role, and we end up like them. So they can't let us see them hurt, cause we'll embody what they do and start a generational curse. No wonder most men are so depressed. All the things that they can't express, they go to war, get thrown on the shelf, then go back to war with their mental health. Then grab that bottle and ask for help, try to pull themselves out of hell, then fall back down and then realize that they're gonna have to do with themselves. It's the circle of life. As a man, you provide. They don't
it's like to be.